I'm Kira Bose. Hope all is good. Today's daf is Kedushin Daf Yudches, and we are here at the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, about 15 lines up. Amar Rava. Rava is about to give us a bunch of halachos about the Yerusha, about the inheritance of a Goy, and then we're going to get back to Amma Ivriya and Eved Ivri. So Amar Rava, Rava says like this: Dvar Torah Midaraisa Over Kachom Yerusha Saviv, that a Goy actually has Yerusha, right? It actually legally inherits, right, his father. As you'll see, there's certain nafkaminas, like obviously we don't care what goyim do with their money, but you'll see there's certain nafkaminas that are necessarily relevant. Midaraisa, goy inherits his father. Shnamar v'chishav in konehu, that he cheshbens out with the guy who bought him, meaning that the guy who bought the Eved Ivri. And what that means is, v'lo im yorshe konehu, meaning that we don't cheshben out how much to redeem this Eved Ivri from the yorshim of the guy who bought, of the guy who bought him. They call it the Ishle Yorshim, right? Implying, again, that probably, that obviously implies that a Goy does have Yorshim, that a Goy does have inheritors. Ger as Ovid Kochavim. If a Ger, what about a Ger inheriting his father, the Goy? It's Inamid Divitur, Elamid Divisofim. That says Rava, right? That is Midrabanan. That's not as well in the Mishnah. Mishnah in an interesting place in Mishnah and Demai. Ger Ovid Kochavim Shiyosh Zaviyim. Right, if a ger and a goy inherit their father, so aviyam over kochavim, right? And their father is still a goy. Ger yachal omar over kochavim tol ata avodas kochavim vani mos. The Jew is able to tell his brother, I guess, who is a goy, right, you take the idols, right, because they're also bad enough for a Jew. Right, you take the idols and I'll take the money. Tol ata yai nezach ani peres. Right, you take the wine that was used for libations for the Avodah Zarah, which again are usher be'ana, and I'll take the rest of the stuff. Mishabo, Rishus Ger, but if for whatever reason the idols or whatever came into the Rishus of the Ger, so then it is usher, then it is no good, right? Then you're not allowed to do that, because then you're kind of trading, right, and benefiting, right, from Avodah Zarah. Visa Vaday Tachta Raisa, Markilo Bo, Rishus of Nami, Markishokel Chilufe. Right, again, it doesn't matter. Like, what's the difference? Again, if you tell me that really the goy yarshins his father midaraisa, meaning that the ger yarshins his father, the goy midaraisa. Right, if that's true, midaraisa. Right, it shouldn't matter that it already. Again, we made a distinction between whether it came into the Jews' rishus or not. Right, if it came into the Jews' Rishos, into the Gers' Rishos, he's not allowed drug benefit. If he didn't, right? If it didn't, then he is. So the problem is, if you tell me that it's really Midaraisa, the Ger, Yarshin's his father, who's a guy, right, it shouldn't matter whether it came to his Rishos or not. Right, the moment he takes the stuff, that he's automatically exchanging it, right, for Avodah Zarah. Meaning, if the Ger inherits his father Midaraisa, he acquires the Avodah Zarah, right away. And therefore, when he takes Peros from his brother, as he's benefiting from the Avodah Zarah that he already owns. So, Elami de Rabbanon, Gzeira hu de Avodah Rabbanon Shem Yechzor L'Surah. So, it must be that it's a Din de Rabbanon, because Chazal were nervous, right, if they didn't legally allow this guy to inherit his father, right, he might go back to being, not to being a guy, but to being, to acting like a guy. And obviously, we don't want that. Tanya Mehachavi also led in the Bryson, Medivar Mamurim. When is this true? Kishi Yarsha. Right, again, when do we say that you can split the money and the Avodah Zarah with the brother? You take the Avodah Zarah and I'll take the money. When is that true? That's only Kishe Yarshu. That's one that they inherited. Right? Aval Kishe Nishtafu. But if they had a kind of a parnasa together, if they were joined together and they kind of had a shutvas, they had a partnership, right? So then, also, then that's no good, because again, then the Jew, the Ger, is benefiting from a Avodah Zarah when he exchanges it for proper currency. Obeguchav Mesager. What about a Goy? Right? In inheriting his father, the Ger. The Ger is a Ger, or if you have two Gerim who inherit each other, it's neither. Right? That's not a thing. Right? Neither of those are a thing. The Tanya is within a Brisa. Probably it should change the theory to the Tanya. Okay, either way. Lova Mos min a Ger. If a person borrows money from a Ger, Shin is Gairu Bonavimo, and his children converted with him. Lo Yachsu the Bonav Vimixer in Rochachom Nochem Memenu. You don't have to give it back. And if you do give it back, Chazal are not even happy with that. Chazal are not so happy with that, again, because, again, the Pasha says, again, you didn't have to return the money. right? And right, get children converted with each other, right? With the father are not necessarily related, right, to the father. Halachically, they're biologically related, but not halachically related. So Chazal, we're not happy with the person who does that. I have a tanya, but the Rishon says, "Ruach Chacham Nochem Imenu." Chazal are happy when you do that and kind of give back money you don't really technically own. So the Gemara says, "Lo Kasha." The two different cases, right, are different. Kasha Harasa Veledasa V'Shalom B'Kedusha, right, and Kan V'Harasa V'Shalom B'Kedusha Veledasa B'Kedusha. Depends on whether the ger was conceived, right, as a Jew. If he was conceived as a Jew, and born, or I guess it doesn't matter, the conception for sure happened when he was a guy, or when his parents were goyim. But if in the case where the guy converted and his conception was what's it called, and his birth was when he was a guy, so then, right, they're not so happy with that. Meaning, Chazal, for whatever reason, were happier, right, that, once again, right, since when the second case where the guy was born a Jew, even though the conception was not when he was a Jew, right? So his, let's say for example, how do you have that? Right, his mother converted between the conception, right, and the birth. So since he was born a Jew, right, Chazal didn't like that so much, since you can't tell him apart from any other Jew. Right, he's exactly the same as any other Jew, pretty much. He's born a Jew, born to a Jew's mother, right? So Chazal were nervous, even though he doesn't literally halachically inherit his father, because his father's a guy. Right, but Chazal were nervous that since you're not paying back money to a Jew, right, it might look bad, and you might have other issues, right, stemming from that. Okay, Rabbi Chiya bar Avin Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ov Gachom Yarsh Zavid Dvar Torah. Another mucker for the fact that a guy inherits his father. Right, so the Chiya Pasuk says, right, Ki Yerusha LeEsav Nasati Es Har Seir. Right, Gosh Baruch Hu gave a Yerusha, an inheritance, right, gave Har Seir to Esav. The Gemara asks, V'dama Yisrael Mumar Hashayini. What do you mean Esav wasn't a guy? He's Yisrael Mumar, right? He's Yitzchak's kid, and he was a bum, and he was Ovid of Adazara, right? He went off the derech, as they call it. So he's not that doesn't prove anything by Goyim. So Eli Gemara says Mehacha, rather no. Right? Rabbi Chiya bar Avin learns it from Rabbi Yochanan, learns it from this pasuk. Kilu bnei Lot nesati Yisrael Yerusha, right? Again, from Lot also has a Yerusha, right? They have an inheritance. The bnei Yisrael were not allowed to take that. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, my time with Rava. So Rabbi Chiya bar Avin uses this drasha by Lot. Why doesn't he hold? By Rasha, why doesn't he hold of Rava's source? Right, that the pasuk says v'chishavim konehu. Right, so why doesn't he hold of that? He says miksi v'chishavim konehu v'lo im yorshei konehu. Right, it doesn't say anything, right, about the yorshim. Right, it doesn't. Well, you're jumping, and you're assuming that that's what it's referring to, but it doesn't say anything about yorshim whatsoever. Right, you can't just make that mashmos. Right, he doesn't like the implication that Rava kind of took from that pasuk. For Rava, my time alone, Omar Kabi Chibra Avin. Why doesn't Rava like Chibra Avin? It's Mishum Kvod the Avram Shaini. Because maybe, yeah, okay, Lot was a guy, and his children have an inheritance. But maybe, right, because they're related to Avram, Akash Baruch Hu did them a solid, right, did them a favor. But really, regular goyim may not necessarily have the same schus. Okay, now back to Eved Ivri, back to. We're going to have a brisa over here, then we're going to analyze pretty much every step of this brisa. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Yesh be'ivri, she'en be'ivriya. Right, there are things that apply to an Eved Ivri that do not apply to an Amei Ivriya. Yesh be'ivriya, she'en be'ivri. And there are things that apply to Amei Ivriya that do not apply to an Eved Ivri. Yesh be'ivri, what are those? What are the things that apply to the Eved Ivri? Right, she'u yotze b'shanam yovel misa adon. Right, he goes out with b'shanam after 6 years, by yovel. Right, and also if his master dies, Masha'en kein be'ivriya, which is not true of an Amei Ivriya. Now, if you're paying attention, right up until now, right, that's not true. Right, that's simply false. That's the Mishnah said that already, and the Gemara is obviously going to have to analyze what in the world does that mean. Yesh be'ivriya, there are things that are shayach to an Amei Ivriya. Shari Ivriya yotzeis b'simanim. Right, she goes out right when she becomes an Ara. Einon nimkeres shiviz nishneis, and she can't be sold twice. And we can redeem her against his will. Who's his will? That's a good shayla, right? The Gemara will ask. Masha'en came b'ivri, which is not true, but an eved ivri. Okay, adkan the brisa. Now we have a bunch of two dots. Those two dots are not taking us back to the Mishnah. They're taking us back to different parts, right, in the brisa. So the Gemara is basically going to analyze each part of these brisas. So Amar, ish b'ivri, she'en b'ivriya. Gemara says we have this halacha that apply, these things that apply to an eved ivri and not to an Ivriya, those are those three things that, what is it, Sheshanim, Yovel, right, and Nisos Hey, one second. The Mishnah, the Mar Mishnah. Yisera Allah Allah Ama Ivriya. Again, we quoted those three things, and then we said Yisera Allah Ama Ivriya Shekonas Asma B'Simanim. That an Amra Ivriya has one extra thing, right? Implying that she shares all of those previous three things with that Eved Ivri. And the extra thing is that she acquires herself when she becomes a Nara. But Taklas says she has those three things as well. Rav Sheshes Enechanami. Rav Sheshes says you're right. Kigon Shi Yada. The case here is when there is Yud. Whereas Yud is right, the stage where the master marries the Am Ivriya to his son. And there is Yud, and they're fully married. So therefore, all right, she's not going to go out after 6 years or after Yovel or Mises of Odom, and when her father-in-law dies. Gemara says, well, Yadav Shita, well, obviously. Like Gita Bai, right? They're fully married. She needs a get. What do you mean? Yud creates marriage. Obviously, not going to have Amin, and that stuff's still Shaykh. So Gemara says, maybe we would. Ma'od the time you might have thought, lo levit lo helchus aminei. Right, you might have thought that since that's how she came into the marriage, maybe those things still exist. Maybe those things are still relevant. Therefore, Kamash Malana teaches us that's not true. Yeah, okay, my Yosef is Simanim. Kamash says, okay, what do you mean? But then why does she go out with Simanim? Again, we said that those three things don't apply to her. But she does go out when she becomes an Arab. Well, that's not true. If she married the master's son, she's fully married. Right, and the shins get. Skorah says, "Oh, God, this is what it meant to say." Lo yada yotza afi simanim. And if they don't do yud, then she goes out right with simanim when she becomes anara. Okay. But in the carries vinishne, she's not allowed to be sold twice. B'chal de'ev de'evri nimkar vinishne. But apparently, we see that never de'evri is allowed to be sold twice. I've tied it in the brayzes to say b'kneva sov lo gefilah. So you shouldn't. This is not the point we want to make yet, but the pasuk says he's sold b'gneva so with the thing that he steals, meaning that if he can't pay it back, he is sold because of the theft, not if he owes kefel, meaning if he stole something worth 100 and he really has to pay 200 for kefel because he denied it, right, and lied about it in Beis Din. So if he owns, let's say, 150, he won't be sold. Right? He's not going to be sold because of the kefel payment. B'gneva so below the zomo, he similarly won't be sold if he's an aid zomim, right, and that's already Gemar Makos. That if he tries to kind of scam this guy into having to pay money by saying, he owes him money, and it's a couple of Edom come and say, "Mano Yisam, that you couldn't have known that Edus, you couldn't have known that testimony because you were with us." So he's not going to get sold because of his Edom's own kind of chait. But and here's the point that we want to make, right? B'kinei v'so, okay, v'shinim kor p'machas, shuv iyata rai, rashai, excuse me, l'mochro. Right? If he sold once, he can't be sold twice. So what do you mean that an Eved Ivri can be sold twice? I know an Amar Ivri can't be sold twice, but don't. An Eved Ivri also can't be sold twice. So Rav says, well, Kasher, company Geneva Achas Kan Bishnei Geneva. No, Kasher, the case is where he had sold twice. Right? The first case where he can't be sold two times for the same theft. But if you steal twice, and he can't be paid back, so then, yeah, sure, you can get sold twice as well. Abaye says, what do you mean? Vinimkar b'gneva so, right, for his stealing, for his theft, right, implies that he's only going to be sold by one theft, right, even if there are many thefts, right, he's only going to be sold once. Rabbi says a little bit differently, that no, this is, the difference is, right, we stole from one guy, right, and then he had he was in Hamad of Abezdin. Right, and then he stole many times but against one guy, but he's only going to be sold once. But if he did it twice, right? He went to Beis Din and they said he should be sold. Then he stole again. He went to Beis Din again. They said he should be sold. So that already that in that case in that scenario, if he had two psaks in Beis Din for different thefts, so then lechora, right? Then he could be sold twice. Tarabana one of the raisa ginevo, sorry. Gunvo or Kinevo? I'm not sure. Okay. Kinevo, Elef, Veshav, Chamesha, Meo. So if the guy stole 1,000 and he himself is worth 500, meaning that's only the amount you can get him on a marketplace, Nimkar, Vechozim, Nimkar, Tanakama says he is sold twice. Right? Again, you got to make up the 1,000 that you stole. So you sold once for 500 in 6 years, and then he sold again for another 6 years to make up the other 500. Kinevo, Chamesh, Meo, Veshav, Elef. But if it's the opposite, he stole 500 and he's worth 1,000, say, in Nimkar Klal, right, then he is not, and he's not sold. Okay, because we're trying to pay, he's trying to work off his debt, right, that's going to have plenty of money and extra, right, so he's not going to be sold V'chal. Rav Elazar says, no, you don't sell them at all. Right? He limits the selling of an Eved to very specific cases. My Gnevo, Keneged Mimkaro, Mimkar, Vimlav, and Mimkar. If his value was equal to the amount of money that he stole, that's when he can be sold. But if it's not, right, up or down, right, then he cannot be sold. Right, then you can't sell him to kind of pay back. Amar Rava says, Baha Zachanu Rabbi Elazar L'Rabbana. The Maishna Gnevo Chavesh Mez Veshava Elef De'in Nimkar. Right, the Nimkar Kulo Rachman Amar Rachman. I guess we should probably explain. Right, and this, Rava says, and this is how Rabbi Elazar, right, is more Shaykh than the Chachamim, right, than the Tanakhama. Because what's the difference if he was stole 500 and he's worth 1,000, he's not going to be sold. Right, again, why is that true? Right, again, he's worth more enough money to cover the sale, the theft rather. So when he's sold for 1,000, he can cover the 500. Why isn't he sold? That's from a pasuk. The nimkar kulo am rachmana, right? Velo chesio. Pasuk says that you should only sell all of him, right? The nimkar and not half of him. So hachanami. So too over here. When he stole 1,000, he's worth 500. Nimkar b'gnevaso am rachmana, right? So if no nimkar b'chatzik gnevaso, shouldn't be sold for half the theft. Right, so the Rabbi Lezer is right. Again, Rava says Rabbi Lezer shita makes a lot more sense. Umaftin osav al korcha. Again, we had said in the Brisa that we can redeem an Ama Ivriya, right, against his will. Who is that? So some Rav Lameimar Baal korcha da adon. Right, again, against the will of the master. So that's what Rava thought to say. Right, Rav Lameimar said to him, my nihu. Right, what is this there for? If that's true, what is this for? The kasavna lay shtara adama. Right, what's the case? When someone is writing her about like an IOU for his amount of money that she is owed, right, and redeeming her against the master's will. Amai, how does that work? Margarisa biyada lechaspa. Right, he's taking. Margarisa is like a jewel of diamonds. Right, the master has a diamond and he's taking a piece of pottery, meaning an IOU is not worth anything. We're forcing him to give up this Eved, or the Amavia rather, it doesn't make any sense. I'm Abaye, so Abaye says, no, Val Korche Da'af. That's the case where it's against the father's will. Mishum Tagam Mishpocha, because we don't want her to have a Begam Mishpocha, right? We don't want anything to be wrong, right? Or an embarrassment to the family, right? So we're able to redeem it, even if the father wants to sell her, right? She's embarrassed, right? To be an Eved, an Amavia. So we try it, we were able to redeem her. Just to mention over here, right, Rashi says over here that we forced is it Rashi? Or is that Rashi? I see the Tosos, just one second. I don't see the Rashi over here. But anyway, the bottom Tosos over here, if you look at the bottom Tosos, Rashi says that we forced the father to redeem him, and he doesn't like that so much. So you say that the cases where the family is the one who is redeeming her, and against her father's will. Okay, whatever. Fine, right. Not whatever, Chas Shalom, but you can check out the bottom Tosos. Okay. So Gemara says, okay, one second. Yeah, if you're telling me that there's kind of like an embarrassment to have like a family member as an Eved or an Ama, so you should be able to redeem again. This only applies to Ama and Ivriya. So why shouldn't this also apply to Eved Ivriya? Why don't we force everybody to redeem him because it's embarrassing to the family? So Gemara says, Hadar Azul Mazav and Nafshe. Okay, but Eved Ivriya will go back and resell himself. Says, well, Achanami Hadar Azil Mizabin Law. What do you mean? The father can go back and resell the Amma Ivriya. So says, no, that's not true. Akitani in them cares for Nishnes. That's not true. By an Amma Ivriya, it can't be sold again. So therefore, that's why it's shy to say by an Amma Ivriya that you can redeem her against the father as well. Money, who's Rabbi Shimon? Whose Shita is this? Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Tanya's willing to the Brisa. Mokar Adam Espito, the Isha, the Ishos Veshona. Right? A person can sell his daughter to be married. Right, again and again, right, again, obviously, if, if Rachman son, she's, like, divorced or whatever, or the husband dies, or the potential husband dies, so she goes back to her father's house, so she can do it, he can do it again. The Shivkos Vishona, he can do it again, he can, I guess, similarly sell her to be an Ama Ivriya twice. Le'ishu Zachar Shivkos, he can be Mekadesh her after she's already been an Ama Ivriya. Avalola Shivkos Zachar Ishu, but you can't sell her as an Ama Ivriya after he's already been Makdesh her, to with condition for somebody else. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and this is what we were just trying to quote, meaning that's the Tanakam Rabbi Shimon is the one who says that this is who we're holding like. Kishem she ain't out the mokras bito the shukos after ishus kach ain't out the mokras bito the shukos after shivkos. Just like you can't sell her to be an Amma Ivriya after accepting kiddushin for her, so too you can't sell her twice. And that's exactly our shita that we're trying to say, that you can't sell an Amma Ivriya twice. We'll put the Dani tonight, and this is a Machlokes Tanai, right? The fact that we're operating off this Machlokes Tanai. The Tanai is one that Raisa, the Vigdo Ba. Again, the Puzzle says that you can't sell an Amra Ivriya to someone else, right? He's not allowed to sell it to Bevigdo Ba. Right? What does that mean exactly? So the Gemara says, right, to a couple of possibilities. Either A, Kevan Shapirish Taliso Alea Shuv Ein Rashay Lemokra. Once the guy has, or the son of the master, has spread his talis over her, i.e. through marriage, right, through doing Yud, right? That's, this is one of the Makoros for, I think, pretty much the Sephardi concept of spreading the talus, or the chosin spreads his talus over the kala. And then once that happens, and the father's no longer able to sell her, right, if Rechmal Islam, right, the husband dies or whatever. Did Rabbi get Rabbi Kiva Shita? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar says, Bevigdo va, kevin shabagad va, shuv in rashay lemokra. Once, right, the father has sold her, right, begad, bevigdo va, can mean like a bigud. It's not only clothing, as we'll see in a second, like a talis, but also can mean to rebel. A little bit interesting use of the word rebel, but again, since once the father has sold her as a shifcha, shun in rashay lemokra, he can't sell her again. But my kamefugi, what's the machogas? So it's simply how you read the pasuk. Rabbi Lazar sabre ish em lemasores, right? We follow the way the word is written, and therefore, since it's written without a yud, that's like bagad, right? The mokor is like bagad, and that's kind of to rebel, or to, and in this case, right, it means to sell her, can't sell her twice. Rabbi Kiva sabre ish em lemikro. Rabbi Kiva says, no, we kind of use the way the word is, the way it's read. Bevigdo, right, seems to be the mokor, the root of the word bevigdo seems to be beged, which is a piece of clothing. Right, that's what it said. When you spread the talus over her, right, you can no longer sell her a second time. Rabbi Shimon, what's Rabbi Shimon's shita? You can't sell her as a shivcha after either situation, after either shvachos or ishus. Sabre the yishem the mikra the masorah is ready. He holds like both. So therefore, he's going to use that you can't. Right, once the father does one thing. But he can't then sell her into shivchos. But Rabbi Baravua asked, Yud nisuinosa o erusinosa? When you do Yud, again, the Amma Ivriya is sold to the master. Master basically gives her to his son as marriage. That kind of, it's an interesting process we'll talk about. What does that do? Is that kiddushin? Or is that erusin? Excuse me, that's the same thing. Gemara says erusin. Right, nisuin or erusin? Is that the full marriage? Is that the second stage of marriage? Or is it just the first stage of marriage? And the Gemara obviously gives, you know, list of nafkaminas that we've talked about before. Nafkamina liyosho, the tamala, lahafer nadirea. Right, again, the nafkaminas are plenty, but just, the Gemara quotes a couple of them. The differences between nisuin and kiddushin, right? Whether he inherits her, or whether a kohen is giving matame for her, if he's his wife. If she passes away, but have to have the ability to, kind of cancel her nedarin. So am I. So what's it did? So Tashma will try to bring your proof. The Vigdo va, right? What does that puzzle teach me? Kevin Shapir Talis Ola Shubin and Rashad Mokra. Right? Again, that's Rabbi Kiva Shita, right? That's what he quoted. That once he throws his talis over her, meaning once they do yield. I guess it's different than what Rabbi Kiva said, but the similar drasha rather. So Bevigdova, anyway, this Brisa says that once he does yield, right, he throws his talis over her, he's no longer allowed to sell her as an Eved Ivri. I guess that is Rabbi Kiva. She's got to take it back. Anyway, Zvunu Dlo Mizavin, right, how yielded Meyayid Law, right, but he can't sell her a second time, but he can, right. This yud doesn't mean yud. This means the yud means kedushin. The Rabbi Kiva's drasha is that the father can't sell her after she's done yud once, but he can be mekadesh her, right, to somebody else. Via Martin Nisuinosa, right? Kevin Dishnis says Shuv in Avia Lushuspa. Right? If you tell me that yud, right, which again this case is where she had yud, right? The husband, let's say her husband died, right, and then the father can't sell her, but he can be mekadesh her to somebody else. If you tell me that you does nisuin, right, she doesn't go back to her father's Rishus after their husband dies, right? She just becomes, right, an almana. So Gemara says, it must be that, no, that Yud does Erisin. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, no, how can I be Kiddushin Da'amakai? No, the case is where the first, what's it called, the first Kiddushin that was done wasn't through Yud, it was through regular Kiddushin. But how can you comment? This is what Barisa means. Kevish must reveal the Mishan is Chayav Besherik. He says, well, no. Ve'onasa, once the father gives her over, right, and once she's Mekadesh her to someone who's chayef and those things, right, that's the stuff the husband has to do for a wife. Shuv eino yochel amokra, right, once he's given her over for Kiddushin, he can no longer sell her, so that's not a case of Yud, we're not talking about that at all, and therefore there's no proof to our situation and our question of what Yud does. Now, Toshima, another proof. This proof is pretty long-winded. We'll see, maybe we'll go into Amin Aleph and just to finish it off. But it's pretty long-winded, and we finally get to it at the bottom of the daf over here. So Tashma, this is the rest of the Amud. Tashma, we learned that I'm trying to bring you a proof what Yud does. I forget if it's Kiddushin, or I assume it's just Kiddushin. Okay, either way, let's see. Ein mocher l'krovin, mishum Rabbi Elazar, emor mocher l'krovin. Rachokas, Tanakama, and Rabbi Elazar, whether you can sell an Amud Ivriya to people who won't be able to do Yud. Right, again, if it's relatives, right, if it's a guy selling it to his brother, right? So she's not allowed to marry. Well, I guess he might be allowed to marry a cousin. Whatever. It's somehow, whatever. However, you construe the case, right? This girl is not going to be able to marry the son of her master because the relatives or whatever. So Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar, whether that works, right? Again, whether the sale of an Ava Ivriya has to be able to lead to Yud or not. Shavin, but they agree. Shemokra Almana l'kan gadol. This is going to be our proof that the father can sell an almana to a kan gadol and grusha v'klutza the kohen hed yod or a woman. Again, this is based on right her first marriage. Right, if she's divorced or she had chalitza, right, can sell it to a normal regular kohen. So hay almana hechidami. What is the case of an almana, right, a girl who is given over, right, by her father? Right, so I mean she's still a nara or a katana. Right? And she's an almana, right? Elim the Kurdish Nafsha. If you say she accepted her own kiddushin, well, almana karela. We're not going to call her an almana, but a katana cannot do that. Right? That's not possible. That the girl who is 10 years old accepted kiddushin. That's not a real kiddushin. So that can't be the case. The elikishay the kidshavia must be that the father, right, was mekadesh her when she was katana when she was 10. So me or whatever. Me matzi mezavin. No, the problem is you can't sell her. Right? That's what we said before. You can't sell her afterwards. But in other mochers, be told the shivkos achayishos. Again, we're holding like Rabbi Kiva, right, in this biceps. At this point, spoiler alert, we're going to switch who we hold like. But you can't sell her right afterwards. Right, that doesn't work. Again, so if one second. Again, that's we had that mocha, I guess. Right, that the question is whether we can sell her. But everybody agrees. Right, Tanakama agrees that he can sell her. Right. When she's an almana, when she is already an almana l'kohen gadol, or she's a grusha, right, or grusha v'chutz of the kohen hedyot. And so here we're telling me again that according to Rabbi Akiva, the father can't sell right his daughter after he's already given her over for kiddushin. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ha'acha v'kiddusha yud, right? And we said that this is talking about yud. V'leiv the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, amar Maos v'rishonos la'av the kiddushin didn't know. Right, and we're calling the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the original money that was given when he sold it, when the guy bought the Amei Ivriya, that's not the money you use for Kiddushin. So basically, therefore the father is still allowed, right, to sell his daughter later. Via Martin Nisunos, and if you tell me that you does Nisun, again, as we said before, that once you have Nisun, right, she wouldn't go back to her father's Rishos. I mean, there's no possibility of an Almana Kohen Gadol, right? If she's an Almana, she's like married to Kohen Gadol, then she goes back to the father's Rishos. If you tell me that Yud, right, does Nisun, she doesn't go back to the father's Rishos. The problem is that you can't tell me that Yud does Erisin either. Right? Because the Shavin Shemokra, right? But even if you tell me that Yud does Erisin, right, still everybody agrees, right, that again we're holding the Rabbi Akiva that you cannot sell, right, after the father gave her over for kedusha. Ella mai is chalameimar. So what are you supposed to say? What are we going to say? Shani erison didam erison davia. Maybe her when she accepts erison, it's different than when their father gives her over for erison. But that doesn't work because afilu tema nisuin osa shani nisuin didam nisuin davia. Right there is. You might say that there's a difference between nisuin that she does and this, that meaning nisuin that is done after she marries herself off to nisuin that happened because her father married herself off. Hi, Maya, what is that? You can say that erisins are different because the father gives her the erisin, she accepts erisin kedushin. Right? You could have a havamin that those are different. Nisuin. It wasn't different. What do you mean? Nisuin is the same regardless of how you got to Nisuin. Regardless of who created the Kiddushin, all the Nisuin is going to be the same. So the Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Koner Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the Amar Afil, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Maos, Rabbi Shana, the Kiddushin didn't know. Even according to that, he says that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that that the money is used for Kiddushin. Right, so that the kiddushin, right, when the father got the money for the sale of the Amei Ivriya, so the yield was done through the father because the father is the one who's that money is going to the to be used for the kiddushin for the yield. My mukhlas. So what's the case in the brisa when the father sells a woman who is an almana kohen gadol that was an almana? Finally, we kind of go back on all this. We say we're not going to hold the Rabbi Akiva. We hold the Rabbi Elazar. Right, that Rabbi Elazar that we said before, that the shifkos after shifkos we do the matzim mizavin, although the shifkos after achrishos matzim mizavin. Right, again, with just simple fix. Right, the Brisa did not want to do that. I'm not sure why. I didn't get a chance to poke around so much, but for whatever reason, the Brisa did not want to say like Rabbi Elazar until the very end. Right, and once you say that, so that's very simple. Right, that you are allowed. Right, the father is able to sell his daughter after he gave her over for kiddushin. Right, so that must be. The case where the father gave her over for kiddushin, right, and then Rachman al Tzlan, her husband died, so she goes back to her father, and the father can sell her Kodra Belazar because he hadn't sold her yet, right, he'd only given her over for kiddushin. Okay, we'll go back to the Hail of Ishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.